Hello.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kiera. How may I help you?
So I'm calling you because I am working on my credit card and I have a charge every month from you. I'm not really sure what the charge is for. Can you remind me?
Okay, ma'am. May I please have your zip code?
The zip code is 74602. Oh, four, I'm sorry.
Are you there?
I'm sorry, you said 76004?
74604.
Thank you.
That's where you can transfer to a supervisor. Are you ready? Okay, I'm going to transfer the phone, ma'am. Thank you for holding on. My name is Juan. Okay. For
Can I have your
$67.
first and last name?
And my name is Barbara Bridwell. It might be under my husband who's deceased. His name is Bill Bridwell.
Hello?
I'm not finding the account. Can you spell the first and last name for me?
Sure. The first name possibly is Bill, B-I-L-L. The last name is Bridwell, B-R-I-D-W-E-L-L. And the amount is $67.32.
I'm trying to call back. How may I help you?
Can you verify the address for me for security purposes?
Sure. At 35 Stone Ridge, Ponca City, Oklahoma.
Thank you. Give me one moment.
Okay. I need to start getting it. The password. Nothing else, Mom.
What was that?
That's just saying we got a W-9, or W, what's it called, a tax form. And since we didn't put it in that year, we probably are getting tax forms.
This is on Section 25 and 3623, the Mosley 0203, 2536.
See, here's what I can't find. In accordance with pulling order, blah, blah, and blah. Does Dad keep a copy of the pulling orders? So he may not have been pulled, I'm wondering, on these. I'm going to give Donnie this girl's name, Lauren.
Okay, I have your account pulled up, and you're calling about a charge of 6732, correct?
Yes.
Okay, the reason you're being charged is 6732 is because of the first initial charge you made on June 1st, where you paid shipping and handling $5.74 for a Platinum Ultra smartwatch. And by you making that shipping and handling charge, you are agreeing to the terms and conditions. And those terms and conditions stated that if you do not call in to cancel your account, you will be billed monthly for your membership. And in return, you will receive a $125 gift card, or no, an online voucher for $125.
So here's the thing. He passed away in October, got sick in August. We know nothing about this, so what do we do to have that reversed?
Okay. Because that charge is valid as a courtesy, I can offer a 35% refund.
Okay, he's dead. Really? There's nothing else you can do?
I understand, ma'am.
There's got to be good, because you know 35% is not good enough. You're talking about a widow.
Okay, the best I can do is 50%.
I know you understand how death is horrible. He died horribly. So we're just trying to get everything situated. So I'd like a full refund, and I know if it's not in your hands, I would like to talk to somebody else who can do it. I fully understand that.
We follow the same protocol. I can offer you 50%. That's the best I can do.
Is there somebody else I can talk to, like your supervisor? I feel like this is a really special situation.
We follow the same protocol, ma'am. The best I can do is offer you 50%.
We don't even know who we're talking to. We don't know what this is.
This is a third-party company. We service over thousands of products for different companies.
We don't even know what the product is. You don't understand.
I just told you, shipping and handling for a watch, a Platinum Ultra smartwatch.
We don't know what it is. See what we're saying here? We could have been scammed. We don't know. He got sick. We don't know. We don't know. We're trying to go back through all this stuff, and so that's what I'm trying to say, is if there's some way I can talk to somebody else to understand that, I'll send you death certificates, hospital bills, whatever you know but need. But we don't think that we got, like, I just feel like we need to be reimbursed beginning with his charges in August. I mean, that's
No, ma'am. They're just going to tell you the same thing. I can only refund you, well, I'm offering you a 50% for those two most recent charges.
Do you see where this is hard for me to understand how this isn't a special situation? If someone was actually not even able to look at their credit card bill because they got ill, and we're trying to figure it all out, there's not going to be a special situation here. There's got to be somebody else. I understand you're a third party, but this is a really special situation.
I understand, ma'am, and the best I can do is 50%.
There's got to be something, and there's got to be that plus a flat fee or something you can give us. I mean, that's nothing, because he's been charged how much?
$67 since July. No, June.
Yeah. Okay, so he gets sick in August, very sick in August. He's 83 years old.
What did he go for?
We're just trying to pay his funeral expenses. I mean, you have to understand.
Yes, ma'am.
We're very honest people, but this hasn't been used, and the person that bought it has been deceased.
Okay.
I mean, that kind of seems like a different thing than just what we're talking about. I mean,
does someone have power of attorney?
Well, I mean, I'm a spouse. I would think that'd be good enough. Yes.
Okay, man. Well, the best I can do is 50%.
I think I need to talk to somebody else in charge, just so I have one more person to know my story. Because I think you ought to really consider changing your policy when someone dies.
We follow the same protocol.
As your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, can I just talk to your supervisor? Someone who can maybe change your policy. I'd like to talk to somebody who's a little higher, I don't know, that has ability maybe to consider changing the policy, because this is crazy, I think. And you guys need to be aware of it.
Okay, I will be transferring you. Give me one moment. I have
That's such bullshit. Sorry.
I don't even know. I'm not sure it's that thing you want.
We don't even know what it is.
It's probably enough.
There's no way he paid $67 a month.
Unless
he didn't pay $67 for the watch. You wasn't listening.
I said for a month. A month. I was listening. He paid $67 a month. What did you think I said?
He didn't call in to cancel the account. So that's why he's being charged. If he would have called.
He was dying. He was in the hospital dying.
He made this in June. June 1st.
He started dying in July. What do you want me to say? I don't know what to say to you. I think that's unreasonable. I want you to change your policy. It's not right. It's special circumstances. I mean, you get COVID and you die. It's terrible.
I'm so sorry for your loss, ma'am, but I will be transferring you to my supervisor.
Yes, hello.
Is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, but I did understand it was a month. I mean, whatever you said, I didn't listen to you. I was listening. I thought that was kind of inappropriate.
Okay, well, thank you for calling Custom Support. Please stay on the line.
Thank you.
And I don't know what I did, so it doesn't matter.
Mom, it just makes me mad.
I know.
They're going to keep $600 because Dad was sick.
How much?
It's been $67 a month. June, July, August, September, October, November,
are you
December.
Sure we're being charged?
Yes. Yes. Every single month.
I don't think he understood.
He didn't understand.
Oh, gee. Is this a watch company?
Because he didn't cancel the policy. He's being charged every single month.
I've never seen the policy. He probably
did. He didn't understand. He didn't understand, and then he got sick. He never saw. He's not seeing any of these credit card bills.
That's weird.
I guess they have a policy, but I think every once in a while there's something that you have to be able to know about your policy. Maybe you have to, like, say, okay, if someone's not living. Especially, he's an honest guy.
Well, I'm glad you caught it. If I'm going to have to pay that every month, for how long? Forever?
Yeah.
Oh, gee. So they're saying you can cancel it, but there's no reimbursement.
50%.
Oh, that's as good as we get. We need to get rid of that, for sure.
She wasn't very nice. You weren't listening. I'm like, yeah, I was listening.